All right, we're back.
Hello.
We've just been screwing around. Mike, you're there, right, Mike?
I'm here.
Mike is a little difficult to understand because he's had to jerry-rig together a microphone using earbuds. Do you want to explain that to us, Mike?
No, not really.
Okay.
There isn't time. Sorry.
All right, well, we're out of time. No, I'm just teasing.
Time is precious.
What?
Time is precious.
Time is precious.
Time is precious. Well, yes. Time is precious, and also, Mike, always a man of few words, but because we're having such audio problems, we might have to make this one short anyway, because I'm having a little trouble understanding him. Bet's hearing him a little better than I am.
A little better, but it's still tough, so.
Mike went to see Robbie Foulkes tonight in concert. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, it was great.
What'd he do?
He played for about 2 hours.
Yeah, he played for about 2 hours with us, too.
And, well, he started like 6:30, and there was another show at like around 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't get, but,
Sorry.
So anyway, he did a lot of the Robbie Foulkes hits.
Gene Arthur?
Huh? No.
Gene Arthur. He must be cutting it out.
Yeah, does he not do that one anymore, do you know, Gene Arthur?
I guess not, no.
I've never heard him do it.
He's got a lot of songs.
Hmm.
But he did the last song of the night, I think, was Dirty Mouth Flow.
Ah!
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And
did he dedicate it to me?
Well, I figure he knew that somewhere out there was somebody who would appreciate that.
Who needed to hear it, exactly.
And then at the end of the song, he extended it out and added this little vamp about, how he's got these bad neighbors, and every time the ball goes over there, they keep it, so he wants to sell a lot of merchandise at the table so he can make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he made up a little song about that, too, for us, too.
Okay, yeah, that's what he did with us.
Yeah, I guess he's doing that everywhere. But, he makes it up. Apparently he makes it up for each, different lyrics every place he goes. Little tune about buying merchandise. Huh?
What?
Huh?
What? So you asked him about the guitar chords and the lyrics on the website?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
And what did he say?
He said, go tell her to go screw herself blind.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. Which I am going to do as soon as we're done with the Hucklebutt. Thank you, Mike. That wasn't what he said to me in chat, by the way. He used the F word in chat. But I'm pleased to see that Mike is a nice boy who doesn't use that word in real life. Aww.
Well, I didn't know what he wanted to be rated.
Say, why is he hanging around us?
Yeah, I know. You never know who might be listening. Irvin might be out there listening.
That's right.
So what else you got going on, Mike? What movies you got this weekend to watch?
Tomorrow I'm probably going to try to get to Greed.
Oh, yeah.
4-hour version.
Oh.
Yeah, just so you know.
Is there a fart joke?
I'm going to look for one.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know, I tried to tackle Greed myself last weekend. It's one of these restored ones where the restored footage is mostly still photos.
Yeah.
Oh, those.
So.
After the first half hour, I had to give up. I mean,
Lost Horizon is like that, too.
Yeah. Well, in Lost Horizon, I managed to get through it okay, because in Lost Horizon, it seemed like there was more moving picture footage than there was still picture footage.
Yeah.
But Greed, I was like, are you really seriously telling me there's 2.5 hours of still photos in this 4 hours? So I had to give up.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah,
we'll
just I didn't get very far in it, so that's no giveaways.
So are you gonna try to get to In the Mood for Love tomorrow?
I'm gonna try to. It depends on how I feel after I wake up.
Okay.
If I feel sleepy, I probably won't try a foreign film.
Try like Airplane or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Something with a little more pep. What else you got besides... Well, greed, I guess, is plenty to keep you busy 4 hours. Bet, you going to try and tackle a movie tomorrow?
I probably will not, no.
Okay. We're not doing a Hucklebug on Monday. Just so everybody knows, there's no Hucklebug next week. You can go back and listen to whatever episodes you missed from the podcast-a-thon. We're taking the week off.
Because you are leaving.
Oh, Mike, by the way, speaking of not movies... having a hell of a time coming up with songs from 1978.
Yeah, can
I didn't really pick 77? I actually pulled up a list of songs from 78 and can't find any.
I can't even find... I used to have a bookmark.
So, you tell us what you like very quickly
from
1978.
How about 73, then?
73?
Oh, 73, that's Life on Mars.
74 is a better year, because that's the year, supposedly, that all the pop songs... They made the charts were awful. So
73? 74. 73 is the year that, Bet's right, 73 is the year that Sam went back in time to on Life on Mars, so all the music on that show has been great.
And then it hit a brick wall. Actually, I can send you guys a couple of links if you want to look for...
Yeah, send us some links. Maybe we'll talk about that next time, because I got to look at them before I make any decisions.
Yeah. Okay.
Send us a couple of links and we'll do that.
Do that thing.
What's that?
I will do that thing.
Oh, perfect. You will do that thing.
I sure did that thing.
What else do we want to do while we got Mike with us? Anything? Anything special? Hang on. See, now that we're actually talking to him, we're a little unprepared.
I've turned into Mike for this segment, actually.
I know, you've gotten awful quiet there.
I've gotten off quiet.
Mike, you want to try and stump us with a TV theme song?
Do I what?
Do you want to try to stump us with a TV theme song? You want to try to either give us a TV show and we'll sing the theme song?
Or sing us the theme
song. Or sing us the theme song and we'll try to guess it.
Well, you know what? If I had a better microphone, I was going to say that you did a great job on KRP.
Wait.
Yeah.
A great job on what?
On
KRP.
Oh, KRP, thank you.
And back around like 1980 or 81, that song was actually out as a single, so there are a lot more words to it. And if I had a better microphone, I was going to do it, but there's no way it's going to come through on this.
Yeah, it's hard enough
to hear.
Oh,
that's a shame, because I was going to tell you to sing the theme from Eight is Enough.
Oh.
I don't remember that one. I know the show, but I don't remember the theme. So you
do. Sure you don't.
We used a piece of it on the show one time, and I remember scouring the internet to find the theme song, and I did. All I can remember is the second verse goes, "Well, we spend our days like bright and shiny new dimes. Bum, 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 bum. If we're ever puzzled by the changing times. There's a plate of homemade wishes on the kitchen windowsill, and eight is enough to fill our lives with love." Ta-da! It's one of my favorites.
I've got something in my eye.
What?
Oh, great. That joke didn't work then. Said I had something in my eye.
Oh!
Mike had something in his eye.
Okay, how about Family Ties?
Family Ties, okay.
Oh,
bet
gosh.
We've been together for a million years. And I bet we'll be together for a million more. Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby, without us?
I know that part.
What would we do, baby? Who sang that?
I was just going to ask you that question to see if you knew.
I think the woman is Denise Williams, isn't it?
The man? Do you know who the guy is?
Is it Mathis?
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Oh!
Mathis and Denise Williams. How about that? Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams. All right, I challenge Mike. I challenge Mike to sing the theme to BJ and the Bear.
What?
BJ and the Bear.
Well, I know the line in there about paying no income tax, but that's about it.
Aww.
I couldn't tell
How about,
you that
all
one.
Right, all right, all right, then I challenge Mike to sing Different Strokes.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Now, wait a minute.
No, he's turning down
this
the challenge.
This is our podcast-a-thon. You don't say no.
Excuse me, who's the guest here?
It's a... Oh, the guest? Schmest. We don't care. Sanford and Son.
Oh, man, I really would like to have a bass harmonica so I do that.
Sanford and Son.
Come on, you can do it.
Now without the... you can't do it right without having the bass harmonica.
Oh, all right. Mike's not going to sing any theme songs.
You pussy.
Well, we really are probably just about out of time. Oh, God, yeah, 11 minutes. This is a long episode.
It makes right. up for the other one.
Yeah, it does. I hope Michelle was able to stay up late enough to really hear Mike. I'm sorry, Michelle. That wasn't very nice. It was all Mike's idea. Mike came up with it in Pound Squeeze the other night.
No, yeah. It was a bastardized version of one of my ideas.
It was totally your idea.
Yeah. I had a better idea.
No, no.
You did?
This was your idea. Wasn't this one your idea?
Well, in a way, it's a form of my idea.
Oh, did we take it and mutate it?
I can do everything.
Yeah. Yeah, like I do everything. All
right.
You ruin everything.
Well, I know. I ruined Christmas for the whole family. All right. Well, we really are out of time, so let's sign this off. Mike, thanks for coming on.
And, yay! Woo-woo!
And participating in this screwed-up version of your brilliant idea.
In this sham of genius.
I'm going to have a talk with my agent.
Yeah, I know.
Mikey cares.
Trailer. So, Mike's probably going to go to bed. It'll be just you and me, Bet, for the rest of the night.
I think it might be.
We'll watch a little Life on Mars. It'll be all right.
I think we will.
All right, we'll be back at 2:30 my time.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Hey,